Yeah, now big show coming up a week tomorrow, 27th of November, or we should say the 27th of Movember, because that's what it's all about. It's a comedy gig for a cause. Movember returning for, I think it's about the fourth year now. Ash Grablow was on the committee and one of the acts on the night. Ash, good morning to you.
Hey, Robbo, how are you, mate?
Very well indeed. Hey, start off on the serious note here. We'll start off with the fact that, and this is quite shocking, that on average men die 6 years younger than women, and in most cases for reasons that are preventable. And that's what this is all about, to raise funds to go towards a range of things to help men's health.
Yeah, man, it's like the least we can do. That's such a crazy statistic. And we're, like, most of the comedians in Bendigo are male. We do have a few female, but we thought, you know, it's a great way that we can try and help out. It's like an easy way to put on a comedy night and give money to a great cause. Been doing it for 4 years now.
Yeah, no, that's that's great. Yeah, mental health, suicide prevention, prostate cancer, testicular cancer. You know, these are all things that probably day-to-day, not many of us think about, but they can certainly affect us, that's for sure.
Yeah, can creep up at any time, especially when the pandemic kind of rocks through the world as well.
Yeah, well, probably many would say, mate, that has been too much to laugh about over the past 12 months or 18 months. How's it been from a comedian's perspective?
Well, nothing's been happening. I mean, we had to cancel. I remember when, like, coronavirus kind of creeped through, I had to cancel my Melbourne Comedy Festival show. But since then, we've cancelled two Bendigo Comedy Festivals. We've had to sadly cancel these Movember gigs before, but yeah, we're coming back, which is exciting. First big one back in Bendigo.
So do you get very toey as a comedian? Do you get nervous? Will you be on edge on the night?
I think so, only because of the gap. I kind of got to a point where I was all good, and I think a lot of comedians kind of get easier with it, but having a huge gap because of the pandemic and naturally getting a bit rusty, then yeah, probably will be nervous next Saturday.
Yeah, but that's good too. I always reckon nerves are good, you know, as long as they're not debilitating, but I reckon they're always a bit like a little bit of petrol in the tank. They just sort of keep you, you know, really focused, which is great, which I guess in comedy is the thing to do. So tell me about some of the people who are going to be taking part, local and some up from Melbourne as well.
Yeah, it's a huge lineup. So we've got Dave Quirk, he's from TV's Rosehaven, but he's just an amazing Australian comedian. I saw his show last Melbourne Comedy Festival, and it was amazing. Like, yeah, I think he won awards, but he's just hilarious. He's also got a joke that only works in Bendigo. He's done our rooms before, did this joke, it crushed. And then I've seen him take it to Melbourne, and it hasn't done as well. It's very Bendigo-specific, but he's pretty excited to do that. We've also got Brett Blake, who was on the gala this year as the MC.
Gee.
And a support act, one of the guys we put on a lot, Peter Jones, who's fantastic. And then, yeah, a bunch of local Bendigo comedians who have been waiting to get up for quite a while.
So what about the Bendigo comedy scene? Is it strong?
Well, it definitely was. I mean, with the big Bendigo Comedy Festival selling out every year, and there's a monthly, we had monthly shows and all that. It's all creeping back, and hopefully it comes back as strong. But at this point, yeah, it's a little bit early to say.
Yeah. So give us the where's and how's and why's. Movember Comedy Fundraiser, a week from tomorrow. Where's it on, and how do people go about booking?
Well, it's in the big one. The first show coming back's at the Capitol Theatre, which is pretty exciting. We have done our Women of Witch show in there before, but this is the first time the Movember show is in the big room on the big stage. You can grab tickets from the Capitol Theatre box office online. And, yeah, next Saturday night, November 27th.
Now, the great thing that helps support the cause, too, is that the old moustache, they're very much back in favour, aren't they?
Oh, tell that to my partner, mate. I don't know if they are. I tried growing one myself, and she hated it. Actually, everybody I've talked to has hated it. My mum's hated it. All my mates have said that I've got to get rid of it. But yeah, I think some people that can grow on, people that have hit puberty, I guess, yeah, they are pretty fashionable at the moment.
Yeah, well, there is that old adage, Ash, that says, why grow around your mouth what grows wild around other parts of your body? And I've cleaned that one up for radio as well. But they are very much a, some I reckon look great, and others you just go, well, you know what, do it for a cause, because that's the only reason you would be growing one, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd love to grow one for a cause, and I'd love to grow one for a fashion statement, but I just can't grow one regardless. There's nothing happened. I got to, like, blue tack the hair on.
It's one of those one of those amazing things of nature that, particularly as you grow a bit older, mate, nostrils, ears, shoulder blades, no problem. But, you know, growing a moustache, it just doesn't work sometimes. Yeah.
Mm. Oh, I've got one rogue one on my shoulder at the moment. I named him Greg Bett. Like, he's a sign of things to come.
Yeah, good man yourself. Hey, Ash, great to chat, mate. And really, really important cause. Movember, 8 o'clock, Capitol Theatre, 27th of November. We wish you and all the comedians all the very best and implore people to get out there and, A, support local gigs again, and, B, do it for a great cause. So thanks for chatting to us this morning, mate. Really appreciate it.
Thanks so much, Robbo.
All the very best. Ash Greblo joining us on the Wake Up Call. It's Gold Centre Victoria.